you today after a rushed and busy week, or maybe a lonely week. Help us, Lord, to sit quietly in the presence, in your presence, concentrating on you and casting all other thoughts aside. Forgive us, Lord, when we fail to act on your promptings as we get about our busy life. Amen. So now we're going to have our theme song for this series, and we've got to Josiah, the king, and we're going to sing our theme song, which we should know by now. Josiah the king, this very young king. Can anybody see what's missing today in church?
I know.
You know because you helped me. It's not furniture. No.
You're right, that's not there. The menorah.
Yeah. It is here. There's several of them missing. Yes, beside the people. What did you say, Nick? Bibles in back of chairs. There are no Bibles. They're hymn books. Oh, That's Barbara's fault. She did that side. Right, so there are fewer Bibles in the church today. Yes, Bibles. How many Bibles do you have in your home? Well, I, for one, have several versions of the Bible, but just different versions of it. Do you have a favourite version? I have a favourite version. I like a study Bible because that helps me understand what it's saying. Or maybe people have Bibles in their houses and they never open them. But there are many ways to access God's word nowadays. You don't have to have a physical Bible. You can go online, or you can have one of these. There's always a biblical passage in studies. There are 3,000 language groups in the world that have little or no access to scripture. In Romans it says, how can they call on him to save them unless they believe? How can they believe if they have never heard? How can they hear unless somebody tells them? And how will anyone tell them without being sent? That was a passage in our lecture 365 this week, and I thought it was absolutely brilliant, so I wanted to share with it with you. I'm sure many of you will have known it from before. So Josiah was such, although only 8 years old and a king, he ordered the temple to be cleaned, the idols to be destroyed, and the high priest found a scroll, or maybe more than one scroll, as it says in my word search. So he found the scrolls. So let's see what happened next.
King Josiah.
Lorraine.
Can you hear me, first of all? Yeah? I never know whether it's on or off, or it's good. Thank you. So, are we enjoying the Kings and Queens series?
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I found it absolutely fascinating. And sadly, I can't come to every single one, but I've been involved in quite a few, and I've really enjoyed them. And today, we're looking at King Josiah. And as Mary said, he was only 8 years old when he became king. But he wanted to be a really, really good king. He wanted to follow the kings like David rather than the kings like King Ahaz or Queen Jezebel, his wife. Now, I wonder if you can remember some of the kings that we've already looked at in the series so far. Solomon, brilliant. David, yeah. I must admit, I had the same problem. I was thinking, oh, what kings have we done? But I did look it up before I started. But there's a variety, isn't there, of kings. Some of them were very good kings, and some of them weren't so good. But Josiah, even though he was only 8 years old, he decided that he wanted to be a really, really good king. And so he wanted to make sure that the temple was refurbished and cleaned, because basically other kings had allowed the temple to be taken over by other religions. And so people had, and can you imagine how awful this must have felt to God, that people had been putting other idols of other gods within the temple and had been worshipping them in the temple. And Josiah thought that was a really, really bad thing to do. And so he ordered that the temple be completely refurbished and cleaned. And as we've heard, as they were cleaning the temple, they found a scroll. Now, of course, the words would have been written on a scroll, and that would then become what we now see as a book of the Bible. So that scroll would have been one of the first five books of the Hebrew Bible, called the Torah, probably a book of the law. And so Josiah decided that every single person in the land needed to hear what was written on that scroll. And so he collected all of the people and had the scroll read to them because he thought it was so important. And all these years, that scroll had been sat in the temple gathering dust. And as Mary said, some of us might have Bibles at home that gather a bit of dust sitting on a shelf or in a drawer or a cupboard. Now, I wonder if any of you have ever looked in a cupboard that you haven't looked in for a while and you've managed to find some treasure in that cupboard. It might be an old photograph. Or it might be a piece of jewellery that you'd forgotten that you had. Or it might just be a family memento that would make the family smile but would mean nothing to anybody else. But that's a little bit like what happened with Josiah. He found this amazing treasure in the temple, but it hadn't been cleaned out or looked at for many years. And so what we must never do is allow our Bibles to sit like that scroll and gather dust. Because God wants to speak to us through the Bible. But he can't do that if we let it sit on the shelf and just gather dust. And so we want to just encourage everyone to try and read your Bible a bit more often, perhaps, than you do already. And so that way, we can allow God to speak to us today through his word. Let's pray. Oh, Father God, thank you for speaking to us through your Bible. Help us to spend more time learning about you, and how kind and gracious you are. Help us to get to know you better so that we want to be more like Jesus, who showed us how to live and how to love others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, we're now going to see.
Pray. We pray for all those living in fear as they worship you, knowing that a knock on the door could bring dreadful consequences. For those in fear of the dreadful wildfires in Europe, Scotland, and Wales. For each person who has had to evacuate from their home, and the hundreds of firefighters who are working in dreadful conditions in order to try to control the fires. For farmers where crops are failing due to the lack of rain. And closer to home, Lord, we pray for all those in pain, waiting for appointments and surgery. And finally, Lord, we pray for those injured in Berlin last night as a pride rally took place. One person was killed, many injured, when a driver drove a car straight into the crowd. Whether we agree with pride or not, we, the people of your planet, need to be tolerant and learn to live alongside each other. And now there'll be a time for open prayer. Amen.
Thank you. finance and politics. And Lord, we ask that people in the world will work together for the good of all people. And Lord Jesus, we pray for bringing down all the evil that works in people's hearts, all those people with power that exert such evil upon this world. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that Christians will stand up for you and will be blessed in all their dreams. But Lord, we just pray that the hope of Christ may fill the hearts across our nation and across all nations with your love and good will. We pray a blessing on humanity, and we pray that your great shadow, Lord Jesus, that stands upon the whole of humanity will draw people to you, but in love and obedience. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we give up all these prayers and the ones deepest in our heart to you, Lord, to do with as you will. And now, Lord, we say your prayer, the Lord's prayer, together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And now Lorraine will receive the offertory.
Living and loving Lord, we give thanks for all the blessings you give us day by day. And most of all this morning, we thank you for the blessing of your word. And Lord, we just want to give something back to build your kingdom. And we ask you to take these gifts and to use them to share your love and your word in this place. Amen.
We'll now sing our final hymn, King of Kings, Majesty.